December was a month full of inspirational stories. There was a lot of action all around the world, taking us from the United States to Europe to India. On today's episode, we'll recap the latest and greatest happenings in the ultracycling world, including past events, guests on our show, and things to look forward to coming soon to this show. If you're busy and on the go, be sure to tune in from your favorite audio streaming platform, including Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and Google Podcasts. I'm your host, Justin Tu. Let's roll. Hey Ultra family, Justin Tu here, your host of the Ultra Cycling Show. Happy New Year and thanks to our 50 plus guests on the show for making 2020 awesome. I can't wait to feature the next 50 guests as we get rolling with 2021. Send us a message if you have an inspirational story to share or an event you'd like to feature. There weren't any ultra cycling events we were aware of, so be sure to let us know of your own events and ultra cycling news that we can highlight right here on this show. Worthwhile to mention, however, before we kick off this segment, I recently joined the board of directors for the World Ultra Cycling Association, or WUCA as it's abbreviated, to help advance our sport globally for all of us in the ultra cycling family and those who will be joining us in the years to come. So be sure to send me a message to chat if you have any ideas of your own. I'd love to work together with you. In the meantime, visit ultracycling.com and become a member today. We interviewed 10 highly accomplished ultracyclists and event organizers from all around the globe, including American, Indian, French, and Slovenian ultra racers. We learned a lot from each of their unique experiences and uncovered a lot of their tips and tricks to better our own ultracycling adventures. John and Nancy Guth are no ordinary couple. While most grandparents enjoy kicking back, relaxing, playing with their grandchildren, and watching them do ambitious things, the Guths are the ones setting the bar for their entire family, and quite frankly, making us all look bad. At 67 years old and 70 years old respectively, John and Nancy are often known by their Race Across America team name, Team Bo and Babe. Since 2010, Nancy has raced on 5 RAM teams, setting records and making history along the way, including her 2012 two-person over 60 record with her husband John in a time of 8 days, 3 hours and 43 minutes. This powerhouse couple also hold the over 60 mixed record in the Race Across the West and the 4-person mixed record on RAM Team Bo, Babe, and Boys in a time of 7 days, 53 minutes. And to cap it all off, they've also won in the 6, 12, and 24-hour World Time Trial Championships in Borrego Springs, California. In 2021, Nancy is hoping to become the first female to race in the 70-plus age category. Exciting stuff.
I worry more about the power thresholds just because I'm getting old and it's getting harder and harder, and it's harder to keep it up like I used to. And John does more with his heart rate because his heart rate's really low.
I got a heart virus after that. You know, when you do all the RAM as a crew chief, and you know, you probably get somewhere in the order of like 11 hours of sleep over the total time. And then immediately after getting done, I went to a my business meeting and stuff like that, stayed at some hotel. And apparently they had a couple of basketball players that had heart viruses. And I stayed at the same hotel and somehow I ended up with that. And, you know, finally Nance and my son-in-law said, you got to go see a doctor, you know, and we went.
Well, you know, we've gotten to where we like Cliff Bars the best. They just digest the best, and especially I like in the ones with the little espresso shots because I'm a real coffee fanatic.
She ended up getting rabies shots off that deal, you know, when we got back here. So, you know, just another one of the things that you do. So.
Yeah, we went in, we got our time for Raw. That was the second time we did it. And then went right to the urgent care and got it cleaned up and got a shot and everything. And so then they said, okay, and within 3 days you have to go start your Raven shot.
Yeah, Wolf Creek. Yeah. I got to climb all of it, you know, and she had never seen Wolf Creek. And and I don't know, they rode up and he said, you keep going? I said, well, when are you going to put Nance on, you know? And and they said, oh, no, just a little bit. And it just doesn't go that much further. And I said, well, if you look way up there and you see those little bitty lights up there, that's not even halfway yet. Okay?
Oh, my goodness. Yeah.
You know, and they said, well, you'll be okay. You'll be okay. And so I think they pulled me off at, what, a quarter mile from the summit. If that bike's not right, first of all, you're never going to develop all the power and efficiency you need. But, you know, that can start to cause or be a root cause anyhow of some injuries.
173 double centuries, and there's no slowing him down. Steve Maitrey is our guest in today's episode, and his story is sure to inspire you and push you to do something in your life. At 68 years old, Steve has competed in ultra events like the Hoodoo 500, Silver State 508, Race Across the West, Race Across America, and the 24-hour World Time Trial Championships in Borrego Springs, California. Just to think, 26 years ago, Steve was battling an acoustic neuroma that threatened not just his cycling career and ambitions, but also his life. Since then, Steve has proven that you can accomplish a whole lot with the right mindset. And looking back, it's amazing to see just how far Steve has come. Get ready to be challenged.
A couple of years ago, I had a scary overtraining syndrome incident where I thought I was having AFib problems, you know, at my age and so on. It turns out it was just overtraining syndrome. I just was not getting enough recovery rest. And as we all know, that's where the magic happens, is when you recover, not when you're training. When I was younger, I was my strongest at about between 180 and 190 pounds. I'm down to 167 now. I'm still not built like a climber. I'm built more like a sprinter. And I'm not really fast on the climb. So I just like the most beautiful rides are where the climbs are. So that's my favorite thing, is climbing. Because for me, it's not so much about the speed. It's more about just staying steady and enjoying it. You know, like I said, I'm self-employed in the construction business, and it's a very stressful business. And it's kind of my way to blow off steam. I just don't feel good if I don't blow off that steam. It manifests itself in other ways.
What were you doing just before you turned 18 years old? For Om Hitendra Mahajan, he was celebrating his birthday early by breaking a Guinness World Record, cycling the entire country of India from Kashmir in the north to Kanyakumari in the south, a total of 3,600 kilometers, roughly 2,200 miles, in a record time of 8 days, 7 hours and 38 minutes. But like most ultra cycling adventures, it wasn't without its difficulties. Fortunately for Om, he had an all-star crew with Indian ultra cycling great Kabir Rashiri, who finished Ram Solo in 2019, and Om's own father, Hitendra Mahajan, and uncle, Mahendra Mahajan, who were the first two-person Indian team to finish Ram in 2015. Most surprisingly, however, is that Om has only been riding ultra and distances for 3 months before his own world record attempt, after 5 years of national-level road racing. Om's next adventure, the 2021 edition of the Race Across America. You'll definitely want to follow this young superstar's journey.
Yeah, so I was actually planning for the Deccan Cliffhanger, which was supposed to happen this November. I was training for that. But due to COVID pandemic, it got postponed to January. And hence, I did this record in that time. Yeah, so I've always wanted to inspire school-going and college-going students to take up cycling. And what could be better than going to your schools on bicycle? So with that thought, I came up with this slogan, "Be cool, pedal to school." Just so that... with the hope that students, school-going and college-going students would use bicycle as the medium to transport to their schools, which shall also contribute to the environment and help them get into regular fitness. Yeah, in a city like Bangalore and Mumbai, there are bicycle lanes, and slowly and gradually, as the new roads would be developing, there are plans for bicycle lanes. But as of now, there is no dedicated bicycle lane in India, which is kind of a shame. But we have to deal with it. From the third day, third day morning itself, I had severe knee pain. And I was riding with just, my uncle saw me riding with just one leg. And he said that this won't do. You please shift to normal sport shoes. I was riding with the cleats on, the cycling shoes on with the carbon sole. So he said that this would make a great difference. And yeah, so I shift to the flat paddles and the sport shoes instead of the Luke paddles and the cycling shoes, which made a difference. At Bangalore, Colonel Bharat Pannu, who held this record, he was posted at Bangalore. He's a military man. And yeah, he came to meet me. He encouraged me.
People overestimate what they can do in 1 year, but underestimate what they can do in 10 years. On today's episode, we'll hear from Remek Shujiniski, who is not just an accomplished ultra cyclist himself, but also the organizer of a brand new ultra cycling event launching in 2021, the Race Around Poland. It traverses 2,200 miles or 3,554 kilometers and climbs 33,000 meters or about 100,000 feet. While we discuss Remek's solo races in the Race Across America, Race Around Austria, and Race Across Europe, we also dive deep into the route, details, and logistics of his upcoming event catered for racers coming from all around the world with a fun twist and innovative format that you'll be excited to learn about. Now, how long have you been an ultra cyclist specifically?
Ultra cyclists. Coming back to definition, who is the ultra cyclist? What is the ultra cycling event? In my definition, this is the distance longer than 500 kilometers.
Bent, what do you like to eat? Is there a certain Polish dish or just something else that you like?
It is not very healthy dish. It's French fries. A lot of French fries. I am lover of French fries. When I was cycling through the States, I felt this is my my place, my second home, and I really want to make it again. I remember that when I was dreaming about Race Across America, I didn't like this idea that I have to have a team and have cars or something. I just wanted to cycle through United States. But I understood that there is a part of this challenge, of this dream. So I had to do this this job, and I think I did it successfully. Now we have with my team a lot of experience about that. So if somebody would like to take participation and don't want to build the team, we have this experience.
Jean-Philippe Soulet has led a marvelously colorful life. In this episode, we hear from Jean-Phi from the perspective of award-winning author, travel adventurer, athlete, humanitarian, photographer, and motivational speaker. Jean-Philippe ran ultramarathons as a teenager, served in the elite Mountain Commando Special Forces of the French Army, worked as a mountain guide in rescue operations, taught ice diving as a master scuba diver trainer in the USA, raced cross-country ski marathons in Japan, became Japan Cycling Prologue National Champion at a UCI Asia Tour race, and sea kayaked 3,000 miles while free diving to spear his daily food. He is also a national USA cycling coach and licensed French guide, organizing bicycle tours in the most spectacular mountains of Europe. Most recently, he has organized the annual Ultra Bike Pursuit event through the Pyrenees Mountains of Spain, France, and Andorra. Check out episode 28 with Pierre Charles to hear all about that. Don't miss this storybook episode.
I won the UCI Prologue race there and became the national champion on my very first big race, my first season. And I loved cycling right away. I think it worked quite well with the experience I had in the mountains before. I was already a mountain guide in France. So I've been cycling for 25 years. I've been a coach for about 16 years, a little longer, about 18 years. And I've been guiding tours for 15 years now. She finished first woman at the Tour du Mont Blanc, which is the biggest one-day road cycling event that goes around Mont Blanc. 330 kilometers with 8,000 meters of elevation gain. She placed first woman at that event.
And of course, I, Tarzan, this is a book coming soon, right?
Yes. It's going to come this winter. It's currently receiving its final proofreading pass. So The book is finished almost. So I would say that what I prefer is climbing. Even though it's not my forte, it's climbing. It's discovering the most beautiful landscapes. I love the mountains. I love the mountains. I don't like to ride on the flat. Even though that would be my forte, that's not what I like. I love the mountains.
And as you could see, as you mentioned, so in the ultra bike pursuit, there is the ultimate Pyrenees pursuit, at least this year. That's what it was. And Pierre Charles was the one to finish that and won that. And that is actually both courses. It's fine. That's the ongoing joke inside of Jen Orr's circle. But in this episode, there's no joke about what Jen has been able to accomplish in just a few short years of becoming an ultra cyclist, a transition from her previous life as a competitive triathlete. Notably, Jen has recently set 8 WUKA world records in her 24-hour record attempt in Borrego Springs, California, grabbing the distance records of 100, 200, 300, and 500 kilometers, as well as the 100, 200, and 300-mile records, and also the 6-hour timed record. Last year, Jen won first place overall in the Race Across the West, and in 2018, she won first place in the women's category at the World Time Trial Championships, also in Borrego Springs. Her RAM qualifier was at the 24-Hour Worlds back in 2017, and in a short amount of time, Jen has also acquired a lot of experience through racing over 20 double centuries in California and crewing for Shauna Hogan's 2018 RAM. I can't wait to follow her RAM journey in 2021.
I usually mostly train in the morning. That seems to be when I feel my strongest. I work full time, so trying to get out after work, I'm usually too tired at the end of the day to want to really go out and do much.
When you think of ultra cycling, who pops into your mind?
I think the first name that came to my mind was Shauna Hogan. She's the queen of ultra cycling. I was basing my effort on my power. I was definitely not concerned at all about, I don't even think I had speed on my screen to look at as a metric. I knew the speed I needed to maintain to break the record, which for the only number I was focused on was the 24-hour record, which was 439 miles. And I knew, I think I needed to average about 18.3 miles per hour for that. So we knew going in the last day or two with that weather forecast, it was going to be a challenge. And, my main focus was just to, not worry so much about the speed, just to, keep my effort right where I was at. And, you know, I was kind of an autopilot because I'd been done so many training rides on that course. A little bit. I think mainly I just think about the time trial out there just because I'm doing that loop over and over again. I wasn't doing the same loop as for the time trial, but I've just spent so many, because I'm about an hour and a half or so drive from there. I train out there a lot.
Unfinished business. For many of us, that's the case at some point in our ultra cycling endeavors. It could have stayed that way for ultra cycling veteran Dex Took, who made it 99% of the way in the Race Across America in 2010, but then had to make the difficult decision of DNFing just shy of the glorious finish line in Annapolis, Maryland. In his words, there are 1,000 reasons to give up and not keep going, but you have to find that one reason to push on. And so in 2011, Dex came back strong with a successful RAM crossing and has since crewed for countless other racers. In addition to RAM, Dex has set 2 cross-state records in Texas, competed in the Tejas 500, and founded the well-known No Country for Old Men Ultra Event and RAM qualifiers in Texas. Dex was a smoker in his younger years and also an ultra runner, and has a wealth of experience and wisdom to share with all of us at 70 years of age. And he also has a book aptly titled Unfinished Business, all about his Race Across America adventures. He lives in Del Rio, Texas, and has logged over 290,000 career miles. You're really in for a treat on this episode, so grab your favorite snack and enjoy.
When I turn it on, I don't even want to know how slow I'm going. I don't want to know my speed. I don't want to know my average speed. Yeah. I have it on the time of day, and I'll turn it on when I start, and I'll turn it off when I end, and then I'll get all my data at the end of the ride. Good thing I can still chase telephone poles out on the road. I mean, I do my intervals, but chasing telephone poles.
Oh, cool.
And I've learned through all my years of not only ultra cycling, but also ultra running, that anytime I can burp, I'm in good shape. When I'm not burping, I'm not doing very good. And the carbonated water makes me burp, and I'm dosing drip drop hydration in there with it, and it seems to do me good. Now, I do alternate. I like a roller because you can really bear down on them when you first start going downhill on them, descending. And then you can take that momentum halfway up the next rise. And you can, and you have a break in there with you, or I do. I have a break with my effort. I can really work hard going down and then use that momentum up halfway and then go again and finish top. And I like that change of effort. There were like 32 or 34 solo Ram racers in 2010. And out of that, there were only 10 racers that finished.
Oh, wow. Amazing.
And I was number 11. I was the last man on the road. There was nobody else out there.
Ultra cyclist, Ironman triathlete, scientist, coach, sports nutritionist, entrepreneur, and athlete ambassador. It's Chaitanya Velhal, more commonly known by the name Chai. As an athlete, Chai has completed many ultra events, including the Desert 500 and the 500-mile Deccan Cliffhanger hosted each year by Inspire India, which is a Ram qualifier taking racers from Pune to Goa in India. As an Ironman racer, Chai is also a competitive runner and swimmer. Professionally, Chai provides a holistic approach to coaching his athletes with credentials in strength training and nutrition, as well as a master's degree in biotechnology and biomechanics. In this episode, we'll hear all about Chai's own achievements, including his two TEDx talks and how he coaches his athletes to success. We'll also get an inside look into the Everesting event his Power Peaks Athlete Lab hosted this year for Indian ultra racers.
Usually from after a long hot ride, I have ice cream. I really love ice cream.
Oh, yummy. What's your favorite flavor?
Just whatever I could get my hands on, but vanilla or butterscotch. My Ironmans are pretty special, but the best one till date would be my first ultra ride, ultra race, the Deccan Cliffhanger. It was my first ultra race and I won it, so it will always be my special one. And at that time, I was the fastest Indian as well. So to keep all my students motivated, I started these Zoom sessions where we were just doing our indoor training and we had all my athletes, even all our friends also coming in, and we just used to endlessly, you know, do 200 Ks or 8-hour rides and 12-hour rides and stuff. And that's when we started discussing, you know, Everesting always used to come up, and, you know, as cyclists, you'd always want to do something like that. When I started out, I did not really have a coach, and, you know, things were not so structured, and I really got introduced to heart rate and power, you know, much later on. So, you know, I really want to give that back and make sure that we have, you know, much faster records and people at races like the Ram, more and more Indians over there. I think most people miss the importance of recovery. They're pretty much everyone is really, when they start, are really motivated, and they just keep training and overdoing stuff and really ignoring the recovery aspect of it.
World-class performances don't happen without world-class coaching, and world records aren't set without expert supervision coupled with a science-based training and nutrition program. In this episode, we chat with Slovenian ultra coach Aleš Suhodolnik, a kinesiologist and assistant professor at the University of Primorska Faculty of Health Sciences. You'll recognize Aleš as the coach of our previous guest, Stanko Verstovšek, who recently set the new 24-hour record in the outdoor road category, besting Christoph Strasser's longstanding record set in 2015. Aleš studied racers in the 2012 Race Around Slovenia for his master's degree on central and peripheral fatigue in endurance events and is currently completing his PhD in macronutrient periodization and the use of ketonic esters. Aleš is a longtime elite Ironman triathlete, having competed in the Kona Ironman World Championships. He also coaches other professional athletes at the world champion and national team levels. We're going to get a little scientific in this one, but I promise you'll leave with a lot of practical food for thought to help you achieve your personal best.
90% of all my trainings without food, and I'm like low carb, you know, and my favorite snack is like Greek yogurt blackberries.
Oh, delicious. Yeah, that sounds good.
I mean, we do a periodization. We are never in the keto state. I mean, being in keto state means that you have in your blood like 0.5 millimoles of ketone bodies, you know, like at the morning. We are not doing that. We are always between 80 and 150 grams of carbohydrates on a daily basis, but we do a periodization. And now you have exogenous ketones. Now they can make artificial ketones, let's say. And if you eat them orally, the body can use them as energy source. And if your body is capable of burning fats, let's say like on the 80% of your maximum, yeah, this will be transported to the race. You know, you will be simply faster in the race.
Congratulations to all the athletes and organizers featured on this show, and tailwinds for all of your upcoming adventures. We can't wait to have you back on the show. We've covered a lot of exciting ultra-minded content already, but there's still so much more to come. So stay tuned as we continue strong into the month of January, featuring next Christoph Strasser, the only six-time Race Across America overall solo race champion. He joins us for a fun and informative episode to discuss RAM in full detail, one section at a time, through each condition and every state of mind. Christoph has a wealth of experience and deep insights to share with us through his 9 RAM participations, including 2 DNFs and countless challenges and successes. Afterwards, you'll hear from yours truly. Me, the founder and host of this show, hear about my ultra cycling adventures, but also learn about why I started this show and what's still to come up the road. Most importantly, we'll have a special surprise co-host to be announced in this episode, so don't miss it. We'll then hear from Lou Gibson, team manager and rider of the Internationales, a group of women cyclists around the globe, united in the fight for equality and to boost women cycling. Two of the highlights, riding the full 2,200-mile route of the Tour de France and placing third overall in the recent Revolve 24 24-hour challenge. There's a lot more action still to come, so stay tuned, and I look forward to seeing you back out here on the interroads. The Ultra Cycling Show is by ultra cyclists for ultra cyclists, so be sure to let us know about your own adventures. We'd love to feature your story, event, or ultra cycling news. Everyone is welcome, and we can't wait to get connected. Check out our website for a full list of episodes, our YouTube video library, and of course, follow us on Facebook to get the latest and greatest straight to your feed. And if you're on the go, be sure to download our audio episodes from your favorite podcast platform, including Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and Google Podcasts. Until next episode, Ultra Family, keep spinning ultra.